The Vivid Festival is a place to showcase established and upcoming artists from Australia and abroad, and we have two of those artists joining us today. Mi An is hailed as one of Vietnam's most exciting upcoming artists with over 200,000 monthly listeners, and Chi Se launched her own career through social media and is now signed with Universal Music Southeast Asia. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you enjoying Sydney a lot?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we just landed yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Chi landed in the morning. I landed in noon.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting all the cold weather.
Yeah.
Mi An, I wanted to ask you, your music is very much a mix of genres with your own kind of signature style, and it's been a very prominent signature ever since your debut album, M. How did you like find your sound?
I think that I'm still in the process of finding my sound, and I think it will be an ongoing process and it will change all the time. But I'm sure that it will always revolve around the R&B kind of sound to it, I think, mostly because I grew up with that music. My parents play music that kind of, like, I think subconsciously shifted my style a lot. So, yeah, I think just, like, a lot of trial and error, seeing what works for me, and, yeah.
Very nice. And you've just released a new EP this year.
Yes.
And what were any of, like, the main inspirations behind your music for that? Like, will we be hearing any of that music at the Vivid Show?
Yes, so I will be performing the entire EP, as well as my previous album, and, yeah, some of my Vietnamese songs as well, which is very exciting. It's always exciting to show people the Vietnamese culture that we're both bringing. And yeah, very exciting.
Very cool. And Chi Se, before you were signed with Universal,
yes.
You started out just posting on social media and like growing your own kind of audience.
Yeah.
And what was it like to have a career come from like something that you built yourself? Like, did it affect how you made music or like reacted to kind of having this massive audience?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was planning to work in a restaurant or something because I studied hospitality, but then the COVID came and then everything just happened so quickly, and yeah, I'm here now. I don't know why, but I'm very excited. Yeah.
Did it kind of happen by accident or like?
Yeah, it's kind of an accident. I was recording a Musical.ly video, and then one day that app changed into TikTok, and then yeah, suddenly I became a TikToker, and I just post video that I sing, and one video went viral, and yeah.
So like, because social media is where everyone from all around the world can meet in one place, did any of that sort of international influence affect your music, having people who listen to your music from Australia or from Europe or from all around Asia? Did any of that affect how you made the music?
Yeah, I was inspired a lot by US UK music. Yeah, I was a Directioner. I was a fan of One Direction.
Very nice.
Back then. And yeah, it affected me a lot.
Nice. And I know that sort of preparing for this interview, doing research, and everyone's kind of like heard of K-pop and maybe even like Japanese pop, but Vietnamese pop seems like a very untapped wealth of music and talent. What's it like being like the next generation of V-pop, that's this up and coming industry? Because that's what your Vivid Show is all about. It's next gen V-pop. What's that like being those new artists?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting, and I try not to feel too pressured sometimes, because I do think that maybe me and Chi Se were one of many, many artists that are upcoming in Vietnam, and it's an incredible opportunity to represent Vietnam for Vivid Sydney this year. Yeah, I think there are so many talented people in Vietnam, not just in the music industry, like film industry, and especially fashion industry has been developing a lot in Vietnam. And I think, yeah, it's it's a start, I think. And I hope that people will get to know a lot more about Vietnam and will get to do more international appearances. So yeah, even just sitting here and having this conversation is a really big opportunity for both of us. So it's kind of crazy that I'm in Sydney doing this right now. But yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you. Yeah. And Chi?
Yeah. And this is my first time ever. Woo! It's like, yeah, I am feeling a little bit, I'm nervous. Yeah, absolutely nervous, but I'm very excited. When I heard that I'm going to perform in Sydney with me, she's really inspired me. Aww. I love her music. And yeah, one day I don't know why I'm here, but yeah, I'm very proud that I'm one of two Vietnamese young generation who can perform in Sydney. I will bring some of my song and some of Vietnamese songs that I really like on stage. Yeah, I want to show people from everyone from Sydney, from everyone from everywhere in the world who joined the Vivid show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to listen to Vietnamese songs.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, I'm very excited for both of you. And this show, is it your first international show? Because Vivid is a festival that we do every year. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of international artists come over and like music in fashion, in sculpture and art and all that kind of stuff. So is this like your first time in Sydney?
Yes, this is my first time aboard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's very excited. First time ever.
Very exciting. Crazy. Nice. Well, only one more question. Mm-hmm. What are your plans for the future? Do you have any collaborations that are kind of in the works or artists that you would love to collaborate with?
Me and my team, we're working to have more international collaborations, and the most recent EP that I dropped is in full English. So that's like a start for, you know, kind of approaching more international markets. And I think a dream of mine is definitely to develop both in my Vietnamese market as well as international market. So yeah, I think you'll be hearing a lot more English music and hopefully a lot more international collaborations.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And where can we see your show at Vivid?
So you can catch me, Mi-Ang, and Chise at the Next Gen V-Pop stage on May 30th at the Tung Balong Park. And yeah, at Vivid Sydney. And we're so excited to see you there.